Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Who would like to be politics free? Anybody? Phil would like to be politics free. Okay, good. Do I get a vote in this? Yeah, I'd kind of like to be politics free today. We spent some time yesterday talking about day one of the impeachment proceedings, and of course there's much more to come. But there's a story that caught my eye, and it is something that I actually have heard before. And this involves the theft of something by a first responder. There is a situation where, I don't want to say ambulance attendants, but where a first responder is accused of cutting off a diamond ring from a 50-year-old dead woman. The diamond ring valued at $8,000, and the emergency worker pawned it for some ridiculously low amount of money, like under $100. And that reminds me so much of a story that I had heard when I worked in St. Louis. I was doing some work at a college and was having a conversation with a young lady whose parents had been killed in a motor vehicle accident. And one of the big lingering sore spots the family had was that mom's jewelry had been stolen. Very valuable earrings, a very valuable bracelet, and I think some rings along the way. And we all remember the episode of The Sopranos, I'm quite sure, still gets a lot of viewerships on pay-per-view, whatever, Amazon, wherever it is. That during Tony's ambulance ride to the hospital after Uncle June shot him, somehow $2,000 or $3,000 got lifted from Tony Soprano's wallet, and I think they called it, what do they call it? A wallet biopsy. I think that's the term they used in the Sopranos. But without naming the names of any hospital, without naming the names of any nursing home, or giving any hints or clues like, well, Tom, a major hospital on such and such avenue in such town, I am curious if you have been the victim of theft, the victim of theft when you were at your most vulnerable. You know, it's interesting because the times where I have had to go to the hospital in recent years, and there have been a few, the first thing I will do is hand any jewelry I'm wearing to the person with whom I am in the hospital. I will take out my wallet. I will give it to somebody for safeguarding because I don't trust people in hospitals. I don't trust people in emergency situations because God knows what drugs they're going to give you when you are out. As you well know, it's pretty easy to put somebody under the influence of drugs when you are in a hospital situation. Some of them much more enjoyable than others, like Dilaudid and morphine. I mean, you know, certainly something that you should bring to any party you go to. But I'm wondering if you have been thieved from and the circumstances of your having been thieved from. I will get you some more information about the situation at hand that has recently happened where the worker is accused of cutting like an $8,000 diamond ring off a dead woman's finger, and as I said earlier, pawning it for $50, which reminded me of the story I heard when I worked in St. Louis about the young lady whose parents died in a car crash, which reminded me of what I do those times when I have had to go into the hospital. I mean, I can be right in the middle of a kidney stone. I can be right in the middle of a heart attack. And my first thought is, I don't want to get ripped off. I don't want to get ripped off. And, you know, we think about nursing homes as places from where people are often stolen. The phone number on News Radio 930 WBEN is 803-0930. If you prefer 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN is the free number if you are calling from outside the area. Then again, you might have been stolen from... you might have been stolen from in your neighborhood. You might have had something ripped off of your garage. I was talking before airtime with somebody who actually was parked in a very nice street in Williamsville, had a very nice bike that was locked onto the roof of his car, and who ended up having that bicycle, a multi-hundred, if not $1,000 bicycle, stolen while the car was parked in broad daylight. So our phone number, again, I'm looking for the story out of, hey, Phil, can you, I think it's out of Arkansas, and for some reason my computer has locked up when I most needed it, but just if you can just do a search for ambulance worker stolen ring and send me the link, that will spare me from having to multitask and try to speak and try to think and try to type at the same time, which is frankly a little bit more than my feeble brain can manage. But again, the important thing to me, I want to hear your story. I think we all want to hear your story, but remember, I need to keep the lawyers happy. So don't name ambulance companies, don't name people, don't name hospitals, don't name nursing homes, and don't be cute by saying, well, you know, there's a certain hospital beginning with the letter Z, and it's on Military Road in such and such place. That's just not going to work for me, okay? So you got to keep it as vague as possible so that I don't spend any more time talking with lawyers either in person or on the telephone, which seems to be occupying about 80% of my waking hours lately. It's a good thing I enjoy their company. It's 3:15. Let's get right to the calls. A lot of people want to get in on this, and we'll start off with Adam in Lancaster. Adam, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you much, sir. So I'm not 100% on par with what you were asking, but I can tell you that I was an ambulance worker for a period of time, and not necessarily that they were stolen, but I did lose somebody's dentures once. We had to put a breathing tube in the guy, and we have to take the dentures out. In order to do that, they got misplaced, and when my partner cleaned up the ambulance, they ended up getting thrown out into a linen bin. So there was quite a bit of rigmarole, and the family was upset. They're not inexpensive. And we ended up finding them. The hospital staff went through the linen that they had for the entire place and found the guy's dentures. So they weren't stolen, but that's certainly what the family thought. And I can't imagine why, because who's going to steal a pair of dentures from someone? But
yeah, as far as thieving of something goes, I've got to believe the dentures would be very low down on the list of things you'd want to rip off.
We did, in a new endeavor, I do work in a hospital now, and we had somebody come in who accused us of stealing a Super Bowl ring from them.
Okay. Now, that's a little bit off the beaten path. There's got to be more to the story than that.
Well, there were witnesses that said he had it. We were never able to retrieve it, and the facility ended up having to pay a hefty five-figure, I don't want to call it a settlement, but they paid for it.
Was there reason to believe, without naming the complainant, was there reason to believe that the person actually was in possession of a Super Bowl ring?
Yes, there was family and friends that provided witness statements that he had possession of it when he came in.
Oy. Well, if that person had legitimate claim to the ring, and that person had corroboration that the person had possession of the ring when entering the hospital, that does, in my layman's opinion, add some credence and credibility to the rather bizarre-sounding claim. Now, if I were to say, you know, my Stanley Cup ring got stolen when I was in the hospital, I would be bat poop crazy because I haven't come close to a Stanley Cup ring.
Yeah, I mean, it was an odd circumstance. Things have changed since, and the process of making sure that property and valuables are actually present and inventoried has changed because of that incident, but it was a tricky one.
But what do you do to protect yourself from false or spurious claims that you have ripped off from somebody who is not in a position to resist, somebody unconscious, somebody who is not able to defend themselves or protect their personal property?
Well, nothing's perfect, but the system that we have in place is, number one, never to be by yourself. Always have a, even if it's another employee, always have another person there when property is inventoried and everything's written down.
Of course, that's not always possible. If you've got one person driving and you are in back keeping track of the vitals, you're going to be alone with the patient.
Oh, yeah. When you, as far as the ambulance is concerned, you're out of luck. I
wow.
think of, a, of an easy fix for that one.
And does the phrase wallet biopsy mean anything to you?
No, this is the first day that I've heard it.
Okay, that was actually used, or a very similar phrase in the Sopranos. Aside from the allegedly stolen dentures, which were in fact honestly misplaced, according to your story, were you ever accused of ripping off anybody's valuables, like a watch or a jewelry, earrings, or something like that?
Not personally, but there's hardly a week goes by that I'm not involved in some kind of issue. Where somebody says they had something that wasn't returned, or it's not as much as it was, you know what I mean.
See, my advice to anybody, if they're conscious and if they have somebody at the hospital with them, is to immediately take off the ring, take off the watch, take off the earrings, anything of any value, including the wallet, and give it to somebody in your family or your loved one whom you trust, because that basically takes care of the risk of being stolen from when you are incapacitated or enjoying yourself on Dilaudid.
Yeah, if it was that easy, I would be a fan of that as well. But unfortunately, when seconds matter, we don't always have the luxury of saying, wait, get grandma's pearls and your diamond studs and everything else taken care of before we do what we got to do.
All right. Interesting story from the other side of the fence, Adam. Thanks very much for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
So it's a story out of Arkansas. Thank you, Phil, because my computer decided to lock up at a most inopportune moment. An Arkansas paramedic was busted because she allegedly stole a dead patient's diamond by cutting the ring from the woman's finger. The woman was arrested earlier this week on felony theft charges after the ring was sold to a pawn shop in Hot Springs, Arkansas, according to the Sentinel Record. Police say the paramedic cut the gold band of a 1.7 carat diamond off the hand of a woman 50 years old who had died at the hospital. And the dead lady's belongings were given to two of her relatives, who noticed that three of her rings were missing, leading them to confront the paramedic about the jewels. They claimed that the paramedic did not answer them or walked away from them. Days later, two of the rings were recovered, but a third remained unaccounted for. So have you, without naming names of places, people, or things, have you been stolen from, especially have you been stolen from in an ambulance, in a hospital, in a nursing home? And on the other side of that fence, if you work in one of those environments, what do you do to protect yourself against false allegations that somebody stole something and you know you didn't, because a false allegation that you did something you oughtn't to have done can hurt your career and your prospects as much as a true allegation. It's not sometimes reality. It is sometimes perception. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Sandy in Dunkirk. You are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. I was riding my bike and I fell and broke my hip.
Oh.
Came and they took my book bag from me and put it in the back of the ambulance. Then they were going to give me a drip of, I guess it was morphine or something, but they didn't tell me. They just started doing it, and I asked them what that was. The driver had told the lady, are you going to have trouble with her? You want me to do it? And she says, no, I'll be fine. And so I asked them, what is that? And I told them, I don't want it. So then after I'm laying down, I said, I need my book bag. And the lady says, no, it's fine. It's back here with me. Sure enough, by the time when I got to the hospital and I got my book bag back, someone had opened my wallet. I had $200 and I was in the process of moving. And that was part of my rent. And I complained, but it did me no good. I was told that if there were false allegations, I could go to jail. I didn't want to do that. So I didn't know what else to do. I dropped it. But I know for sure it happened in the ambulance.
So you're saying that an ambulance attendant or EMT ripped you off of $200 cash while you were incapacitated in the back of an ambulance with a broken hip as morphine or some such similar analgesic, narcotic or otherwise, was dripping into your system?
No, they didn't give me the morphine. They wanted to.
Oh, you did turn it down before they turned down the flow?
Pardon?
You turned it down.
Yes.
Foolish you. Well, it's, if you felt something warm and fuzzy at the base of your skull, it was morphine. I am so sorry.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To hear that, and I don't know what kind of recourse you have in a situation like that, because ultimately it boils down to your word against hers or his, and maybe we've entered the age of body cameras for ambulance people.
The sad thing is, when I asked for my book bag, they wouldn't give it to me.
Which you found suspect, but, you know, at least in your favor, and I don't know if you talked to an attorney about this at all, but in your favor, you could kind of limit the suspects to one person.
Right. No, I didn't have an attorney. I let it go.
Yeah, I mean, for
people, if they ever have to go in that ambulance, to watch what you're doing.
Absolutely. And you were in a situation where you didn't have a family member or somebody close to you to whom you could hand your valuables.
Alone, and they knew it.
Yeah, I am so sorry to hear that. And anybody who steals from somebody who is incapacitated by injury, by age, by mental feebleness, there's a special place in hell for that individual.
Yeah. I got through it. I'm a little wiser now. I'm very cautious now.
Too. Yeah, unfortunately, there's only so much you can do in a situation like that, because you are at the mercy of whomever happens to be allegedly helping you.
Yeah, I haven't said much since, but I'm glad for this program today, because I think it'll help people to be you know, more wise.
Well, no, thank you, because, you know, one thing that people have always said to me, actually, at first, never, ever, ever allow yourself to be alone in a hospital with any of your valuables, any jewelry, anything of any value, including your wallet. Just get it out of your possession. Give it to somebody you know and trust. Hopefully you can trust your family members.
Yeah, my family's all passed away. But what I did do, which was sort of silly, was I kept the book bag on me, in my bed, all the while I was in the hospital until I went home.
Can't say that I blame you. I mean, you went through a traumatic experience enough, breaking a hip at a young age, much less going through being ripped off. Thanks very much.
Yep. Okay.
So we have a situation in Arkansas where a paramedic is accused of cutting a ring off a dead woman's finger, the ring worth $7,000 or $8,000. She pawns it for less than $100 at a Hot Springs pawn shop in Arkansas, and this has made national news. And I'm asking you, without naming names of hospitals, ambulances, nursing homes, etc., any healthcare providers whatsoever, have you been the victim of theft when you were least likely to defend yourself against being ripped off? Or from where have you been ripped off? Like my buddy whose expensive bike was ripped off on a very nice street in Williamsville, of all places, right? Smack dab in the middle of a place that is low crime. All right, so in Arkansas, an ambulance attendant, an emergency worker, is accused of stealing a dead woman's 1.7-carat diamond ring and pawning it for less than $100, and apparently she's been busted by the cops. So have you been stolen from, and under what circumstances? Have you been stolen from in a hospital, in an ambulance, in a nursing home? Were you able to sort things out? Best story so far is somebody who said a Super Bowl ring had been stolen from him and actually was able to prove a case and receive a five-figure settlement from the hospital involved, according to, I believe, our very first call. Just don't name any person or entity because I don't feel like talking to lawyers. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's get to the calls and say hello to Bob in Cheektowaga. Bob, without mentioning places, of course, what happened to you?
Well, I one day made the bad decision to get behind my wheel when I was out one night and got pulled over, caught a DWI, got arrested that night. And what they do before they release you is you have a thing called a property slip that you have to fill. They won't release you until you sign it. And on that sheet, it claims to state these are the items you came in with. Well, all my items were on there except about close to $2,000 worth of necklaces and rings. I refused to sign it. So they laughed about it, walked away, came back a few hours later, asked me again, are you going to sign this? I said, I'm going to refuse to. I said I had, you know, some necklaces and rings on there. And the gentleman at the time made a comment and said, well, from the looks of this sheet, it looks like you may have not came in with a leather jacket either. So you either sign it or you don't. I'm not giving you another chance. I had no choice but to sign it. One of the most unlikely places you would think you would get robbed from is a police station.
Did you have legal representation?
No, not at that point in time. I was hoping that if I called the lieutenant, spoke to them, which I tried to several times to no prevail, and I went down there to try to get a hold of somebody and speak to somebody, I thought, well, there's no way anybody took this. It was just misplaced. Spoke to somebody at that particular police station, and the bottom line answer was, well, don't come to jail and these things wouldn't happen.
When the property was taken from you before you were taken to the jail, did you receive an itemized receipt from the property clerk listing everything that was taken in by the property clerk?
You do, yeah. Eventually, at some point, if they hold you, which, you know, they did me overnight, they give you a property slip that you have to sign.
Right, but I mean, I'm talking about when you were on the intake side of the ledger as opposed to when you were getting out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're still in the jail cell when you sign that property slip.
And were those items on the property slip where you acknowledged the items that you had surrendered to the property clerk?
No, they were not on there.
But did you sign it anyway?
The second time I did, yes.
But this is upon your intake?
Yes.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what you should do in a situation like that if the original receipt is lacking items you have just turned over. You're kind of in an awkward position because you're the one who's under arrest, and it's kind of like a their word against your word situation.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I felt so defenseless. I mean, I already made the mistake that I made driving, and I'm already going to pay the price. I already know this, thousands of dollars in lawyers and fines, and, you know, to lose that on top of it was just ridiculous.
Is there any chance that you might have been so intoxicated that you might have misplaced the items before your arrest?
No, I hate to laugh about it, but no, not at all, no. These were items I wore faithfully. All the time, there was no chance of me having to misplace them prior to the arrest or anything like that.
Brother, I'm not sure what to tell you. I mean, hopefully we'll hear from some attorney along the way today to tell us, in the unlikely or unfortunate event of our arrest, how do we make sure that we get an accurate receipt from the property clerk, and what if something we have just turned over is not on that receipt? What do we do?
Right, yeah, I mean, you're like you said, you're stuck up against the wall. You really are.
Part of me says maybe you could have written in, you know, such and such chain, such and such piece of jewelry, and then signed it.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that would have been one alternative.
I don't know if that's a viable alternative because I'm not a lawyer, but we've got a lot of lawyers who listen to this show and a lot of judges from what I hear. So hopefully we'll hear from somebody with the expertise in the law as it pertains to booking procedures and property clerk procedures and what to do if your property is not on the sheet they give you to sign upon your intake into the system. I'm sorry that happened to you. It shouldn't happen to anybody, bro.
No. I really hope to hear from somebody, like you said, with the expertise that might be able to shed some light on it.
All right. Bob, I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, sir. Great show.
All right. I appreciate it. Yeah, if anybody knows what to do in a situation like that, I'd like to know. I've never been arrested. I've never been in that position. Phil, don't give that smirk. What, should I say, I've never been arrested yet? Is that what you're saying? Okay, I have never been arrested yet, so I've not been in that situation. But there's always a first time, Phil. There's always a first time, and I guarantee if and when it happens, it'll be splashed everywhere. All right, suppose it's probably time to get rid of that van, Phil. Let's go. Sorry, that's an inside joke between my buddy Bill and me. Bill actually has a windowless van. He's a drummer. He keeps a lot of equipment in his van. That's why it is windowless, so thieves can't peer inside. But believe me, he is the butt, no pun intended, of many a joke about his windowless van. Here is Neil in Forestville. Neil, without naming any specific place, person, or entity, where have you been thieved?
Well, it seems kind of trivial because it was only a matter of about $10, but it was my last $10, and I needed it to buy groceries. But here's the story. I was on one of the gas stations near the res, and the cashier, I handed her a 20. I had only bought like less than $5 worth of merchandise, and she changed me back for a 10, not a 20. But when she handed it to me, she folded it over so I wouldn't get a – you know what I mean? Like normally they count the money to you in your hand. And I thought about it later, and I'm like, wow, she did that on purpose. She handed it to me folded so I would just stick it in my pocket and not think twice about it. It wasn't until I got down the road where I pulled that out and I was going to spend that $10 on milk and bread and such.
Right.
did I realize what she did. I called the manager, which was supposedly a friend of mine, because I had been to this gas station like thousands of times.
Well, I'm surprised. When did this happen? What period of time? The last 5 years?
Yeah, I would say so.
Usually what you'll find is that they have surveillance cameras over the register for exactly situations like this. I had a situation with and I will say this because I will take responsibility for saying it because it wasn't their fault. But this is kind of a funny story involving Mighty Taco. I ordered from Mighty Taco. I ordered like five things from Mighty Taco. Put it on the front seat. I get home, and I think I had two or three things in the bag. So I write a friendly email to Mighty Taco saying, hey, guys, I think you forgot two of my burritos. And they quickly got back to me and said, we reviewed the surveillance tape. You got your five burritos, exactly what you ordered. Sure enough, I went out to my car, and they had slid out of the bag between the seat and the passenger side door. Now, Mighty Taco is so cool, they sent me certificates for free food. Even though I was the one who had made a mistake, I sent them back because I could not morally use them because they had delivered their end of the contract. So I'm surprised that they didn't have surveillance film of the transaction in your case.
They did have surveillance film. I called the manager and I called the owner. And like I said, the manager did nothing for me that evening, but I called the owner and I just put him on alert. I was like, you know, it's not a matter of my $10 because that's obviously gone. It was a matter of, like, how she did it. She was obviously doing that to your other customers. And I haven't, like, been back to this particular place since. And I spent a lot of money there. So, I mean, you lose down the road if you're a thief, no matter how you look at it.
Well, in a situation like that where there was, as you say, a surveillance camera overhead, it should have been very easy to determine upon enlargement of the picture. It should have been very easy to determine whether or not you had been shortchanged. Then the issue would be trying to prove intent. Sometimes people do make simple mathematical mistakes.
But if you know the camera's there, you can also use your body to block the shot. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that, you know, I was just upset because
I don't blame you. Like, feeling screwed is not a good feeling.
No, and like I said, I feel trivial because it was only a matter of $10, but I couldn't imagine how many people this particular person did this to. You know, I mean, you did that to four or five people a day.
No, I hear you. I'm glad you called. Thanks very much.
Good show, bud.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, I mean, honesty is, I don't know. I think honesty is the best policy. I was at Johnny's on Union Road last night. And they were all set to send me on my way with my salad and my chicken sandwich. And I told the dude at the register, yeah, I haven't paid yet. And he thanked me, of course, for my noble honesty. And I paid and went on my way. But, I mean, the day I have to scam a pizza joint out of $13 and feel good about it is the day I know I've crossed the moral boundary into the morass of pure evil. It and the chicken sandwich was delicious, by the way. It is 3:48 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So if you're just joining us, you might wonder what we're talking about. Often I find myself wondering what we're talking about as well. But the story is from Arkansas, and it is of an ambulance worker who has been accused of stealing a 1.7 carat diamond ring from a 50-year-old dead person. Three rings in total were originally noted as missing by the woman's family. Two of them were recovered. The third eventually turned up at a pawn shop in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where the ambulance person allegedly pawned this 1.7 carat, roughly $7,000 to $8,000 in value diamond ring for less than $100. And yes, I did look at the woman's picture online. It does look like she has all of her teeth. Surprisingly, it looks like she has all of her teeth. I think you know where I'm going with that one. So have you been the victim of a thief? A question which I'm asking you because of this Arkansas ambulance worker who apparently, of course, every side has two stories to it, but apparently ripped off a dead lady's ring from the lady's finger after cutting it off the dead lady and pawning a $7,000 or $8,000, I think it was a marquee cut 1.7 carat diamond for less than $100. That's a bad business move in many respects. Let's go to Dave in North Tonawanda on WBEN. Dave.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Tom, my story is this. I was selling my house and moving to another place, and a relative approached me asking if he could get his son to move in there and have me sign a lease so hopefully the new owner would take him on as a tenant. And he was there for about a year, and I heard he got a job and he was moving to Hawaii. And at that time, a friend of mine was getting a divorce. So I called this guy and asked him, you know, can we come over and take a look at the furniture? My friend may need something. And he said, oh, yeah, a week and a half. And stop over and she can take what she wants because I'm leaving. So I got over there on that day and I knocked on the door, and the door was open. The house was open, and all the furniture was sold.
Oh no!
Every bit of it. That wasn't junk. He had sold it all the week before, and 2 days before I was to meet with him, he went to Hawaii.
Never to be seen again.
Not so far.
Good Lord. So how much did that cost you?
Roughly about $8,000.
Good. How has that changed your views on humanity in general?
Well, I'm never going to do another favor for somebody again, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, sometimes in life we find that people that we trust or people for whom we do nice things or favors are the first ones to stab us in the back at the earliest opportunity. As Shakespeare once said, one may smile and be a villain.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some people can fool an awful lot of people. So I guarantee that person was not the first. You are not the first person this individual screwed.
Oh no, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I had called his father, to tell him what he did and what happened, and all he said was, "Well, I wanted him out of the house because we've had him arrested numerous times."
Wow. Well, I am sorry to hear that you had to go through that. And you know what? If karma, if there is such a thing as karma, your karma will run over his dogma at some point.
I hope so.
All right, brother. Thanks very much. Hang in there. Yeah. I mean, there's two things. I mean, when a friend or a loved one rips you off, it can really affect your views on humanity in a big way. And when somebody who's supposed to be in a helping profession rips you off, or you have reason to believe they have ripped you off, that can really change your views on humanity in a big, big way. It is 3:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN, as suddenly we'll be swept by a wave of divorce stories. We'll try to save those for a different show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.